Who is a true champion and who is a true master and who is a true slave? Rav Itzik Shapira reflected on the very curious passages in Shishi and Shvi of Parshas Vayishlach in a shir given in Yeshivas Oyd Yosef Chai on Parshas Vayishlach, Tofshin Pei Gimel. And he observed as follows. In Shishi of Parshas Vayishlach, which is, by the way, the Rambam discusses this aliyah in Meir Nevuchim, Gimel, Nun, and notes that it does, in fact, seem to be a very, very bizarre aliyah. In Shishi of Parshas Vayishlach, we learn all about the descendants of Esav. And they're all described by the following terms. Eile alufei b'nei Esav. These are the Alufim, which in modern Hebrew would be translated as the champions of the sons of Esav, B'nei Eliphaz, B'chor Esav, Aluf Temon, Aluf Oymar, Aluf Tzifari, Aluf Kenaz. And the list goes on and on and on with all the Alufim, with all the champions. And then after we finish with the champions, we then move on to the next residents of Seir, who are all described as Melachim, as kings. So we've gone from champions to kings. And the Pasuk tells us, V'eileh ha-melachim ishar molchu be'eretz Edom lefnei melach melech lefnei Yisrael. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before a king ruled over the children of Israel. And it goes on, V'yimlech be'edim bela ben ba'or v'shem iri din hava, but then v'yamas bela. So Bala dies. And the list goes on and on and on. And we learn about more and more kings who rule and then they die. So what we have here in these two aliyahs is we have discussions of alufim, of champions, of warlords, and then melachim. And it would seem that in the narrative of Parshas Vayishlach, that Esav is producing many, many more kings and champions than is Yaakov. So how does that square with Yaakov's bracha that he received from Yitzhak, which says, Hevi gvir lachecha, you shall be a master over your brothers? So Rav Itzik explained, effectively drawing on a maimer of the Rebbe Rashab, and among other places in Sefer Marim Tafer Samachay, in the maimer Vayigdilu Hanorim, that Esav represents Toyu, Esav represents unrestrained, unbounded power, and Yaakov represents Tikkun, Yaakov represents balance. And the Shapira said that if you live in, this is an obvious point, but many people don't necessarily realize it, that if you live in a space of unrestrained power, if you assert your aloofness, your championship, if you will assert your kingness, your melechness, and assert it radically and unboundedly, in the short term, it might seem like you're winning, but ultimately you'll end up with the fate of Vayamas, of and he died. Meaning you will ultimately burn out, you'll ultimately fizzle out, it will be unsustainable. And that's the world of Toyu, that's the world of boundlessness. However, if you take the perspective of Yaakov Avinu, which we encounter at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, where Yaakov Avinu says, Koi omar avdecha Yaakov, so says your slave, your servant Yaakov, in his response to Esav. And then Rav Shapira said, if one really wants to encounter what it means to be an Eved, or what it means to be an Eved in the spiritual sense, one should study the Maimer Miknerav and the subsequent Maimarim in Sefer Maimarim Tafer Samachov of the Rebbe Rashab. Be this as it may, Yaakov's orientation, Yaakov's attitude is, I am an Eved, I am here to serve. And that explains why paradoxically Yaakov is a Hevigir Lachecha, Yaakov is the ruler, Yaakov ultimately wins, because if a person has a mindset of service, if a person has a mindset of balance, as opposed to asserting their own power, that is where one becomes a true ruler, that is where one gains true control and true stability.